I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I mentioned this at the beginning of the show when Sue walked in. I said, hey, Sly Stone died. And I meant this Sly Stone, not Sylvester Stallone. At the age of 82, Sly and the Family Stone, brief period at the top. He had a lot of drug issues and, you know, the career was not very long, but he passed away. I guess they say after a battle with COPD and other health issues. Sly Stone, dead at the age of 82. So last night, I want to tell you about the puppy here in a second, but I'll transition because, you know, we're trying to keep Max, the new puppy, in case people missed the details on this, up on the hard flooring in my house. And then Olaf, my older dog, he's not too happy with this situation, mainly because the puppy is biting him on the butt and the puppy has very sharp teeth. But last night, I'm not really letting him out the back because we have a fence, we have a gated fence, but... And I was so optimistic yesterday, Sue. I actually said out loud to my neighbors because we're hanging out. He's running around. He's doing his thing. I'm like, look, I think he got his head set. I think he's too big to get through the fence, yeah. Right? Well, he was not. But I think in about a week he was. So when I take him out at this point, and you got to take him out a lot because he's a puppy, I take him out the front door. And, you know, he either goes on the mulch or my front lawn or actually my neighbor's front yard when he's, you know, running around. But last night, we let Olaf out. This is before bedtime. And he's a barker anyway. He really is. But he's barking nonstop. I'm like, what is going on out there? So I look in the corner of the yard. Becky had just put bird seed in the feeders, right?
Yeah.
And she has me. I think the birds can eat enough on their own. We have a difference of opinion on this. But I put the feeders out. And they both kind of hang over the fence. There was a doe. It could have been a buck because they might not have the antlers. But there was a deer just munching away at the bird seed, just munch, 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 munch. And Olaf was, I mean, literally a foot away, if that.
Wow.
Barking, and that deer did not care at all. I'm shining a flashlight from up on the deck.
Nothing?
Didn't care at all. Because I think they're aware that, you know, they're pretty smart, right? They get comfortable. A lot of animals do, but they get comfortable around people. And she had to know, and I hope I didn't just misgender her, that Olaf couldn't come through the fence. Now, I don't know if the puppy would have come running after her, what would have happened, but I did think that was an interesting moment.
They eat birdseed. Of course they eat birdseed. I'm trying to mentally adapt because they're going to eat everything in my new yard. So does that mean I should not put up bird feeders?
Well, we have, again...
Or will they not eat my flowers?
Here's the deal. The particulars there is the bird feeders that we have sort of sit right on the fence line and I guess over the fence because... She was munching on the one. It's got a thing where you hang two feeders
on it,
right? Yeah,
it's a stand. I've got one of those.
Right. One feeder is over the fence. One feeder is, you know, on my side of the fence. But she wanted to get at it. When I looked at those feeders this morning, they were pretty empty. So I don't know what happened there. But the puppy is doing pretty well. I took him for a visit to Jane Duker's house yesterday.
Okay, I love that. Yep. Did she have any of her grand dogs visiting?
She had her dog, but she did not have the grand dogs. Her son has got a German Shepherd and another dog. I got to see Judge Joe Duker. I haven't seen him in a long time, but we spent some quality time with Jane. We're trying to run the energy out of the puppy. We did go to Lilo and Stitch over the weekend, and I rather liked it. You know what's funny? So we get home, and Alexa says, let's watch the original, which she had kind of seen but doesn't remember. When you watch the original Lilo and Stitch and you see the animation, it looks like it's from 1938.
Seriously?
Because it's so advanced now,
wow.
Right? So it was good. Now, here's, Fred, I'm going to walk you into something that you talked about, because when we bought the tickets, you know, I was very spoiled for a long time. I didn't pay for a movie for three decades because I was a critic and I would see the screenings and then they would take care of me when I went to the movies. So I buy the tickets online. I do like the fact that you can, you know, reserve your seats. And I actually went and bought tickets for How to Train Your Dragon for next Sunday at like 10 a.m. on the IMAX. So I'm buying the tickets and I'm looking at the ticket price and I'm adding up. Well, that's not too bad. And then you press go and there's a big service fee that goes along. Well, it was like on the first set of tickets, it was $7 and somebody, you know, something cents. On the How to Train Your Dragon, it was more because the tickets were slightly more because of the IMAX. Now, here's my question. I don't know, and I guess I think I do know. I think I'm answering the question. If I would go like we used to go to the box office, right? And I'm buying the tickets at the box office the old-fashioned way.
Right.
There would be no service fee. So I'm paying that convenience fee for myself to buy the tickets in advance. But look, it adds up. And Fred, you kind of have an example of this.
So here's what happened at our house. My wife, Marie, wants to go to the Stiefel Theater to see actor John Cusack.
Oh, yeah.
Who is coming in August. I think they're doing a screening of High Fidelity.
Yeah, they are.
And then he's Say Anything.
Good
Isn't it
her.
Say Anything?
I think it's High Fidelity.
It's High Fidelity.
And interesting.
He's going to talk. He'll be there and he'll talk about his career.
He needs to stop dyeing his hair. Side note.
He needs to stop talking about politics.
She said, you know, I love him. I want to go see him. She's getting a ticket. It's a $39 ticket. And then when you click to pay, it's a $20 service fee.
Right, $20?
So the service fee is almost as much as the ticket. And then she said, well, I'll just go and buy it in person.
Yeah.
Well, of course, online it says tickets selling fast, and you can only buy the tickets at the box office day of the event.
Yeah, they hook you that way.
So they'll be sold out by then.
So they won't let you.
It says only available on the day of the event at the box office.
Gosh.
So you got to get it.
Well,
it's a Ticketmaster thing, so I'm sure they'll say it's not us, it's Ticketmaster.
Well, this has been very controversial because concert goers have faced this for a long time. Look, especially if you buy like a $150 concert ticket, which is not unusual at this point, those fees add up. Think about it. Usually you're not buying one ticket, right? You're buying four tickets and the fees add up. My understanding was they were trying to do something about this in Congress. I don't know where they landed, but that's how they make their money. You know, they put the add-ons there so they can, you know, rake in some money for themselves, and then the artists get so much or whatever, and they got to take whatever the fees are. But it does get frustrating.
Wow, that's nuts, Fred.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
I have a topic that Fred, well, we can't do this now, Fred, because I'm going to run out of time for Sue's News. But I've had a topic on my list for like 3 days, and I haven't really explained it to Fred because I always like the spontaneity, right?
Yeah.
And he actually experienced the same thing
today
that I want to talk about, but we'll have to.
What? Okay. Ooh, that's a good tease.
We'll put it on the list for tomorrow because it's good, and I think it's relatable. And I think if Fred's having the same experience, a lot of people out there, and Sue, you might be too, but I'm going to keep it secret for now. Let me just say this before Sue's News. Dave Rose is going to join us from UMSL. He is a professor of economics. He's been on my show for many, many years, and he's really good at policy. And I don't want people's eyes to glaze over, but this focus on Medicaid is very important in what happened. Because in the old days, not too long ago, before Obamacare, it was if you're 65 or older, it's Medicare, right? For the younger people, for people who don't have insurance, it's Medicaid.
Oh, okay.
But that is not the way it is right now. And that's why you have Josh Hawley out there taking ads out saying, we're going to protect seniors and Medicaid. So Dave will break it down a little bit for us when he comes up. I mentioned we have, we'll have Cusimano this afternoon. Hey, look, the Cardinals did their job. Two really good games. They couldn't do the sweep of the Dodgers. Dodgers played really well yesterday. Fred, did you watch the games over the weekend?
I did. Watched them all.
Yeah, I did too. And they were immensely entertaining. But they had lost two series. They won the series against, let's face it, one of the best teams in baseball. And visually, I will say this, the crowd seemed like they were back as well. So, you know, we were looking at the schedule because Becky's from Milwaukee. We're like, well, we have to get tickets for the Brewers. They don't come until September.
What?
That's crazy.
The way they do the schedule now because of Interleague is just nuts. Yeah, the Brewers won't even be here. One of the main rivals in the division until September. We got Sue's News coming up.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm so excited for something that I created with the help of Dave King. Dave King is a guy I've worked with for many, many years. He's a big, big, bold voice on some of the things that are on Camo X. We have a different voice guy here that does what we call the imaging. But Dave and I go way back. He does a lot of national stuff because he's got one of the best voices in the business. But around 9 o'clock last night, I got inspired because Senator Schmidt is coming up. And I've known Eric for a long time. And the congressional baseball game is on Wednesday. And he is super jacked up for that because he's done very well in that. I mean, he's getting in better shape. You can just see him when he's on Fox all the time. And he's on all the time. So something a little special. Shh. Don't tell him. Coming up a little bit after 5 o'clock when he joins us. We also have, who else is coming up in the next? Oh, Sean Spicer. How can I forget about him? He's coming up in the next hour as well.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
How was the weather here this weekend? Was it good?
It was spotty. Yeah, it was pretty good, but it rained on and off, and then the sun would come out. My grass, it was saturated yesterday. Like, when I was running around with the puppy, it was really, really wet. So I think we had a fair amount of rain.
I was able to cut it on Saturday.
Yeah, that was your only window,
though. Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
All right. I just wondered. I, of course, was in Tulsa at the Tulsa Tough. They have a Grand Fondo. It's all bicycling. But they also have the pros there, and it's amazing how fast they go. But they do Grand Fondos for the rest of us. And they had so much rain on Saturday morning that they pushed back our start by an hour. But what they did was you could do the small ride. This is me and two of my best girlfriends from college, which is called the Piccolo, which is in the 30 miles. And then like a 60-mile medio. And then you could do a 100-miler. You could do a century. But since it rained so much, they put us all kind of on the same course for a while. So here we are, chat, 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 bike, bike, bike. whoosh.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, these serious wow. people go, they almost
sound. Do
they
sound, have bells that say on your left?
No, like they do that. Not.
They do. You're right, Mark. The serious people don't do that. The no. nice people do. But it sounds like vehicles coming up on you. Whoosh.
Well, you know, I mentioned Jane lives on the hill now, and she's just a few blocks where they do the bike races.
Yes,
in
Gateway
you know,
Cup
the Gateway
or whatever.
Cup is amazing. They have several neighborhoods. And I'm telling you, if you've never been to one of those races and you've seen, you'll see different categories, right?
Yes.
And even if you take the Cat 3s, and these guys and women are really good at Cat 3, and you move up to the pros, the 1 and 2s, it is amazing how much faster they are.
Yes.
I've seen them a couple times down at Lafayette Square when they go around.
And that's a fun
it's
race.
It's just wild.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool to go. We were not that fast. We did 2 days. But, I mean, you'd hear a train coming. Normally, you'll say car back or whatever. Finally, we got to the point where someone would just say, crazy fast biker back.
I had to look up because I know these terms a little bit. But so as not to lose the audience, a Gran Fondo is a long distance mass participation
correct.
Road cycling event, typically 75 to 150. They originated it in Italy. So how many miles did you do total?
Total probably 60 or 70, somewhere
between the 2 days.
Yeah.
Well, that's impressive compared to how I ride these days. Well, you know what?
Oh,
you got
I
out there and you had fun.
Well, that's true. We did. And let me tell you, I had no idea it sounded like that when the serious people went by. And may I never experience it again. Did anybody watch the Belmont? Did you see it,
no,
Fred?
No, I didn't.
Mark?
I did. I was in Lilo and Stitch when it took place, and I did place a small wager with my friends Jeannie and John Sullivan.
I
stepped away from sovereignty, and that was a bad idea because that was my pick in the Derby.
Yeah.
Rarely do I pick the Derby correctly.
Right.
I sometimes get the exotics because my horse finishes second or third, but, man, sovereignty ran a great race.
Don't you wonder what would have happened? Sovereignty won, by the way.
Didn't go in the Preakness.
Yeah. What would have happened there?
Well, the trainer was being careful. It's a good question. You could have had a Triple Crown winner,
yes.
But you can also argue the Preakness is only a couple of weeks after these races. That's what
they're
makes
tight.
It so hard
right.
is you have to race back to back. My thought is I think the trainer probably did the right thing. And look, here's the great thing for Sovereignty. Sovereignty is going to be smoking cigars, living in a barn, having a lot of sex.
Huh.
So he's set for life. Probably might still race in the Breeders' Cup, but they want to be careful with these horses because, look, that's where the money is in horse racing.
Yeah. I get it, but wow, that would have been cool to see. That was fun to watch anyway. And then Coco Gauff beat Sabalenka and won the French Open.
Well, how about the men's final?
Yeah, the men's final.
It was like 5 hours.
I haven't watched that yet. Don't tell me. I'm sure it's out there what happened.
Oh.
Do you have it? Okay. Dang
Do you
it,
want
Fred's
to know?
Got it. All right.
Because it was incredible.
Oh,
it really
dang
was.
Dang it!
It's over! Carlos Alcaraz reigns in Roland.
Yeah, he beat Sinner.
Oh,
and I mean,
get out!
That thing started, I think, at 7 o'clock our time, 7
oh,
or 8 o'clock, and it was still going into the early afternoon.
Dang, that's awesome. Sorry. I would have liked to have watched it, but you saved me hours, Fred.
I'm sorry.
We did save you hours.
No, you saved me hours. All right, Lilo and Stitch took on the top spot in the box office. Mark went, helped contribute to the $32.5 million from the weekend. You say it was good.
Look, I am very leery about all these remakes, and here's what I'd say. We sat there, you know, before the movie, and we watched, I think, 5 or 6 trailers. One of them was James Gunn's Superman, and it looks fantastic. James, of course, from St. Louis. But every other trailer was a sequel, it seemed. So I'm leery going in. It's live action with animation. I think they did a really good job with it. We liked it. And it was an hour and 50 minutes. And I'm telling you, it zipped
long
by.
For
but
a
it
kid's...
zipped by.
I saw the preview for it, and I was also very much impressed by how good it looked.
Huh.
It was amazing animation.
That's
Zach Galifianakis is in it. They did a good
him.
Job with, you know, they had to change a few things. When we went back home, I mentioned earlier, we watched the original. Alexa only watched like a half an hour, but there were some parts that they took out that, you know, were a little jarring, like when Lilo's beating the crap out of some of the kids at the dance. So they adjusted the storyline, but it was good.
Oh, that's interesting. The John Wick spinoff, The Ballerina, opened in second. And is that just like the female John Wick, Mark? Do you know?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Paul talked about it on Friday.
Yes.
What you called it is exactly right. It's Ana de Armas who now they have a new franchise because I'm sure they've already greenlit, you know, the whatever, Ballerina 2.
All right.
So it's and it doesn't have, look, these movies, they're not cheap to make, but they make a lot of money globally.
Globally, yes.
Because there's not a lot of script to them. There's a lot of action, and that plays well in other parts of the world.
Well, that's fair. It made $25 million, which they thought was a little low. They were hoping it would do better. And Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, was third at $15 million. Fred, yes or no?
Oh,
for
yeah.
That one?
I loved it.
Okay. That's
well,
fair.
This is a big weekend coming up.
What
you know,
is it?
Because it doesn't Superman open this week?
Oh, I don't know, because I try not to walk on Paul Hall
well,
too
and,
much.
And then you also have, you know, How to Train Your Dragon. So,
oh, I want to see. You're going to see that in IMAX? I look
yeah,
forward
we bought
to
tickets
that.
For IMAX. But I'm telling you, man, if you are a little leery, like Becky was a little leery on the Superman, like, okay, how many Supermans?
Exactly.
When you see the trailer for this thing, it is mind-blowingly entertaining. And I think, I don't know much about this guy who played Superman, but I think they nailed it with the casting with Superman.
Okay.
I really do.
All right, well, I might give it a try. This is just a gross story that Fred found a couple weeks ago that I never did.
Thanks for the credit.
You're welcome. A man was arrested in India for attempting to smuggle dozens of rare reptiles, including 44 venomous vipers, into the country. The reptiles' mark were found concealed in the man's checked-in luggage at the Mumbai airport.
Why wouldn't they be?
And customs officials seized 3 spider-tailed horned vipers, 5 Asian leaf turtles, and 44 Indonesian pit vipers from the passenger. Put them, he just puts them in his luggage.
Where were they heading?
They were trying to, in here. They were
okay,
trying to get them in here.
Because there are freaky people out there that want these exotic
people.
Pets, oh, right? And they probably fairly spend a lot of money on it.
I know you're not supposed to like send them like that or take them on the plane, but how do you get them all in a suitcase and not have them all kill each other?
Right?
Well, dude, Snakes on the Plane. Have you not seen that movie?
I don't get it. I don't get that, Fred. I don't get it either. But India's wildlife protection law prohibits that. Well, gee,
that is a good
thanks.
Question. Like, are they an individual
yeah.
sealed
right.
wrappers?
Do you put them each in, yeah. And how do they
skinny
breathe?
Skinny umbrella wrappers
I
or
don't
something?
Know.
Oh,
I don't know.
I hate it. I hate it so much. Then I kind of love this story. Ed the Zebra was finally captured yesterday. Did you know this story?
I don't know the story. I
all
love
right.
his name, though. I love his name.
Okay. Ed is a pet zebra that went missing in Nashville last week.
See, there you go. Exotic pets.
He somehow got out. And the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department posted a video of the helicopter airlifting him to safety. And he's like in a little, you know, one of those just get things that cradles him. And here he is, a little zebra with his legs up. But when he got out and started running along the highway, Highway 24, they couldn't find him for a couple days. And then somebody called it in, we've seen Ed. And he was trotting down I-24, so they sent police out to get him, and they finally corralled him. He ran into the woods when he saw people, and they sent a helicopter to take him back.
I mean, that'd be kind of weird to see a zebra running down the street, right,
I don't
the highway.
Think, I realize that people, that's something you're allowed to do. I want a zebra. Oh, okay.
Is it from, like, a special, like, we went to Florida a couple years ago. We went to this place that was not you know, it wasn't a zoo technically, but they had giraffes, they had all these other things, and it was all allowed down there. So was it maybe something under that guy?
I saw some of those when I was in Florida a couple weeks
right.
ago, like wildlife off to the side of the highway.
Yes.
The one that
we
went to was super cool. It was really, really fun.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I only think of Florida and it's gator. We've got our own, but never a zebra. Okay, if our random fact for today, finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. This just cracked me up. Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett once took a DNA test to see if they were related.
Come on.
The results came back negative, but they were friends and would refer to each other as Uncle Warren and Cousin Jimmy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Warren is 94, and of course, Jimmy passed away at 76.
There you go. We have Sue's News for a Monday in the books. Frank, who's...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The model is coming up. I'm so excited about not only having on Senator Eric Schmidt at 5 o'clock, but I have something special for his intro that he's going to love and I think the audience will love, so that's coming up. The congressional baseball game is Wednesday, and he's going to be playing for the Republicans. The Republicans on a little bit of a roll. They used to get their butts whipped by the Democrats, mainly because of pitching. There was a guy from down in Atlanta, I forget his name, Cedric Richmond, I think, and he was such a good pitcher. But Eric's going to join us, Sean Spicer, in the next hour as well. So whenever we talk about certain topics, I do my best to not make eyes or ears glaze over. And Medicaid is one of those topics right now that's getting a lot of discussion. And before we start the discussion, I want to point this out, because in our budget in Missouri, we got to balance our budget, right? In our budget, it accounts for 34% of the total budget. Now, some of that money comes from Washington, but not all of it. Dave Rose is with us this afternoon. I've known David for a long time. He's an UMSL professor of economics. He shared a piece with me last week about Medicaid. But, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on is because this does get confusing, Dave, and people don't understand, because as you point out in the piece, how are you, by the way? Good afternoon.
I'm fine. How about you, Mark?
I'm good. But I tried to set this up, and I think I was accurately representing this earlier in the last hour. In a lot of people's minds, because it was true, for the longest time, Medicare, I used to have to correct people. You know, you're talking about Medicaid, you're talking about Medicare, because that's for older people over 65. Medicaid's for young people. But that all changed with Obamacare, right, Dave?
It did. Medicaid was originally meant to be just a plan for people who were, you know, very, very poor, out of work, or disabled in some way. Medicare, of course, is for people 65 and older. The way to remember it is this R for retirement.
That's there you go.
Help keep it straight. But with Obamacare, one of the tricks that Obamacare plays is it inflates the size of an existing program and then pretends like it had some kind of victory extending health insurance. The whole point is we want to get everybody insured. So they just pushed a bunch of people into Medicaid that otherwise wouldn't be, which meant it changed the fundamental nature of the program. You could be somebody who really wasn't desperately poor or wasn't in any way disabled and still qualify for Medicaid.
But in even worse than that, like you point this out, in states like California, I'm sure this is true in Illinois, there's a lot of illegal aliens that are on Medicaid, right?
What's going on in California is absolutely astounding. What California started to do is it imposed taxes on Medicaid providers to the amount of about $16.7 billion. And then they turned around and told those providers to charge them more to the amount of $16.7 billion. So why would they do that? Well, the way the formula works with the sharing between the federal government and the state in California, that resulted in the federal government giving them another $9.5 billion. So they basically did a money laundering operation where they simply had the money go in a circle And then they were able to get the federal government to pay that $9.5 billion. Now, what's really outrageous is, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the House Budget Office, rather, $8.4 billion of that $9.5 went to illegal aliens.
See, that's outrageous. And most people don't know that. You know, that would be something.
Of course not.
Yeah. Now, you have interesting political dynamics right now, because this is part, some of this is part of the big, beautiful bill, and there's going to be changes. And even here in Missouri, we have, I mentioned this earlier, Senator Hawley's taking out TV ads saying, I'm fighting for older people and their Medicaid benefits.
Well, that's a little mistaken. Now, there are some older people who do get some Medicaid benefits, some really old people who are really poor. And the most common way this happens is somebody basically runs out of their money and is in a nursing home. Then they can switch into Medicaid. That does happen. So it's not like there's no Medicaid going to old people. But for the most part, that's not the way it works.
So what is your expectation of how this works? And you have maybe a better idea. You invoke the name of Milton Friedman here, and vouchers perhaps solving some of this problem.
In my view, Medicaid is an example of exactly how not to set up a government program. It's extremely complex. It involves a sharing of budgeting from the states and the federal government. So from the federal government's point of view, it's really 50 separate programs. This is a recipe for disaster because nobody has accountability. The states can blame the federal government. The federal government can blame the states. And so everybody just plays the game to get more money out of the system. And of course, California has played the game about as well as anybody in that regard. I think it's a completely broken system. I also think that's true for most of health care, particularly as it's funneled through Obamacare and Medicare. If it were up to me, I would get rid of all three programs, and I would go to a straight voucher system.
David Rose is here. He's a senior research fellow at the AIER, I'm sorry, and an economics professor here at UMSL. I just wanted to reintroduce you here. How would vouchers work in this instance? Not that they'll happen, but how would they work?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do it. My favorite approach would be that we would have a national sales tax. We would abolish all of the taxes associated with earnings that are associated, you know, with Medicare and things like that. That would produce a pile of money. That money would then go be distributed for healthcare vouchers for everyone. There'd be no exceptions. So that gets rid of all of this selection problems, all of this game playing. The amount of money that we distribute would be tied to the tax. If we don't think that the vouchers are generous enough, we increase the tax. If we say, well, wait a minute, but we don't want to increase the tax, well, then that means all you want to do is just to get unborn children to pay for your bills. So it is a system that is perpetually in balance. We have an unfunded liability problem in excess of $140 trillion. So that, I mean, it's
outrageous. Look, you have a chart in your piece that shows from 1924 then to 1944 the amount of debt, and then you get to 1984, and then you get to the 2000s, and then you get to the last 10 years, and it is a mountain that nobody, even who scaled Everest, could get over, right?
Yeah, Sisyphus would be proud of that mountain. It's like an F-15 taking off. You know, they show off that way sometimes, like straight up. It's
I've been on one. Yes, I know that. So you know me, and you know that I've been talking about this for a long time, and you echo what I've said many times, especially last week with the big, beautiful bill. Far from a principled stand or a change in national direction, the latest Republican budget does little more than kick the can down the road to avoid the political cost of actually doing what is best for the country. Now, I'm a glass half empty guy, and that certainly is on display in most situations. But honest to God, David Rose, I've been talking about this now for three decades. I've never seen any political courage. I think they're going to kick the can down the complete road. Elon's concerned about this, obviously, too. It doesn't seem like this is even something that they want to fix at all.
It doesn't, but you'll notice that the Moody's marked down our debt. This has only happened three times in history, and that is an indication that the debt spiral is no longer a prediction. It's on.
It's reality, right?
It is manifesting itself right now. the basic story of a debt spiral, for anybody who doesn't know, is you have so much debt that you end up having interest payments that you can't handle.
Yeah.
So you have to float more debt to cover those payments, and then that puts pressure on the credit market, which increases the interest rate, which makes it even harder. And it just feeds on itself. We are already in that, and that could be a devastating thing for our economy. And I think at that point, people will start to be willing to do, you know, pretty drastic things.
Yeah, but we have to wait
to get to that spot.
We have to wait till the disaster happens, and then we try to come up with solutions, and then usually the solutions aren't very good. Let me take you back to the national sales tax, because I've always been intrigued by this idea. You could probably create a lot of money, but how big would the national sales tax, in theory, need to be? Could you do it for like a penny? Could you do it for a half a penny? Could you do it for, you know, 5 pennies? I don't know. What would that number have to be to make it realistic? And by the way, then you'd have people who aren't here legally also paying into the system more than they are right now.
They would be paying into the system, but they would not be benefiting from the system.
Right.
Which is the exact opposite of what we're doing right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Which is... But as far as the amount go, it just depends on how generous you want the vouchers to be. If you want the vouchers to be generous enough so that a very large number of people in the country can get a decent health care policy without any out-of-pocket, well, then that tax rate's going to be a lot higher.
But give me a number just to play with. Like, what would be a realistic number to get you to enough money to maybe have some solution?
Close to 10.
10 cents on the dollar?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you know,
it's a lot of money, but now you're not paying, but you're not going to pay most of your healthcare premiums for the rest of your life. And you're going to be guaranteed healthcare for the rest of your life. We're not going to have an uninsured population in our country. They're by definition gone. And we're not going to have an unfunded liability problem that we're pushing onto our children.
But it's just fantasy because no one wants to tackle it. And that's the problem.
Well, you know, vouchers for education were fantasy 15 years ago, and they're just running wild across the country now.
But you have to have a conversation. People would have to have a serious conversation. I would think President Trump would be an ideal person. Let's say he doesn't want to be the person that puts this in, but he would be a good person to have a conversation about this and get this on people's radars, because I guarantee what we're talking about right now, most people have never even thought of. You know that.
Yes, absolutely. And I do agree with you that, you know, if the president is looking to do something that is truly bold and truly for the good of the country, so that, you know, many years from now, people look back and say, you know, United States dealt with this huge growing problem and Trump led on it. I mean, it's that kind of an issue. I just don't know that he is willing to do it. I have no idea. I don't know the man, and I don't really have any access. But I think it would be a perfect kind of issue if you're looking for something bold and important.
It is bold. It would be important. Dave Rose from UMSL, I appreciate you putting this on my radar. We'll have you back soon. Thank you so much, David.
My pleasure.
All right. Frank Cusimano is coming up next. Senator Schmidt at 5:04. Sean Spicer at the bottom of the next hour. And an audio cut of the day. My bumper music is a combination of things from the past and the new songs. And I love this song here by a guy by the name of Malcolm Todd. It's called Bleed. You can find it. It's also with Omar Apollo. My son loves Omar Apollo. He's played at the pageant before. You can find my music on the Spotify list I tweeted out at the end of the show. Frank Cusimano from KSDK visits with us on Monday and Fridays. He's here this afternoon. How are you, Frank?
Mark, do you know that the first sign of age is you don't recognize new music? So that means you have not aged.
I love new music, and I try to stay on time. My kids help a little bit, my 10-year-old for sure. Well, look, we go into this weekend not exactly knowing what's going to happen after the Cardinals lose a couple of series. We're staying red hot through Memorial Day, but look, they got it done, and those were amazing games against the Dodgers, weren't they?
Yeah, the Saturday game was maybe the best game all season long. The Mason win run, the Nolan Arenado walk-off, the incredible pitching by the bullpen, Fetty was good. The start Friday, too, by Sonny Gray was just out of sight against a team that had three MVPs and three Hall of Famers at the top of their order.
So yesterday, you know, they tried to claw back a little bit. The Dodgers, as we indicated Friday, look, you got three Hall of Famers that start the lineup, and yesterday did not go quite as well. But again, you win a series and you get back on track. So where are they next? I don't even know. I haven't looked at the schedule.
Well, they have Toronto. I just left the clubhouse. They have Toronto tonight, for three games. And Toronto's good. They're 35-30. You know, the Cardinals had the fifth best record in baseball against teams with records of over 500. So what that means is they're beating the good teams. And it gives you hope that, boy, if you can get in the playoffs, you've shown you can beat them during the regular season. Maybe you could win some games in the playoffs. That's the good news. The bad news is if the playoffs were to start today, the Giants have been hot, so they had that final wild card spot. So the Cardinals have some work to do.
Yeah, look, it's not going to get easier, right? And we've already alluded to the fact that there may be some decisions to make at the trade deadline, which now it's like a month away, maybe a little bit more than that, a month and a half, right?
Yeah, 6 weeks. And, you know, making that decision may not be all John Mozeliak. He did an interview with an out-of-town outlet saying that, you know, Haim is going to start being involved in some of these decisions. So we'll see what happens. You know, John Mozeliak would do anything to go out, you know, with a playoff appearance. However, he's got to think about the future of the franchise. And what we're talking about basically is, do you move Helsley or not?
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. You know, I think it's funny that when you look at how the prior six games had gone before the Dodgers series, everyone's freaking out. Are we going to sell all of a sudden? You know, things are going wrong. Pitching looks terrible. And with one series, right, the narrative completely flips. But my question to you, right, is that do you still – tonight's a big one because Andre Pallante's going back out there. He struggled as of late. You're going to see Matthew Liberatore in this series. So it feels like there's still a lot riding on this upcoming series for the Cardinals to make sure that the starting pitching continues to get right.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think the Pallante start, I just asked Ali Marmol about this about 15 minutes ago, you know, how important this start is for Andre, who I think in his last like nine starts, the ERA is in the low fives. But, you know, he said that, hey, his last start wasn't good, but a couple of his other starts, he used the kind of the Miles Michaelis line, a soft contact. So, but I do think this is a big start for him. Now, they got like 29 games in 30 days coming up. So they sent McGreevy down today, but I would think that if Pallante had a really rough outing today, they may think about, you know, even though they sent McGreevy down, you know, thinking about McGreevy in the rotation.
So, Frank, the dreams of the Battlehawks have ended, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And, Mark, I was thinking about this last night. That may be the last professional football game played by a St. Louis team in my lifetime. Because I don't know how much longer the UFL can go. I wish them well. They do well in St. Louis. They're not drawing other places. So you got to wonder if this is it. Was that the last game, you know, we're going to see it as a professional football organization?
Well, you're kind of killing yourself off pretty early there, too, right? I mean, you planning to leave the planet very soon. I get what you mean, though. You know, it's just the reality of where we are with that league.
Yeah. And, you know, look, I still hold out hope we're going to one day call it the St. Louis Bengals if you hear those wild rumors about Cincinnati. But I don't think it's happening. I don't think the NFL is going to say, well, a team's going to move. Let's go to the city where we just wrote a check for $800 million bucks to.
Hey, I am looking forward. I'm going to watch the Cardinals tonight. But look, the first two games of this Stanley Cup series have been amazing. Game three tonight.
You know, when Matthew Tkachuk is only the second biggest disturber on your team, and that's when you know you got a team that disturbs a lot of people, and Marshawn is just nuts, and he's effective as hell, so this is going to be great. Here's my thought on this one, too, is I think that you could say Connor McDavid is the greatest player in NHL history to have not won a Stanley Cup. I mean, he's one of the 10 best players, I think, of all time, and if he doesn't get this done with their salary situation, I don't know if they're going to come back next year. I mean, they're going to have to break up that team a little bit. So this is a big moment. I think most people are pulling for McDavid because he's such a great player and a good guy. But, boy, Florida, they're the defending champions for a reason.
Frank, we'll talk on Friday afternoon. Have a great week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Ethan, you were at the game on Friday. That hockey game was unbelievable. Goes into overtime again. They score in the last couple of minutes when there's an open net. I mean, it's really exciting. And I've stated this. I don't really need to put the asterisk on again. But look, I'm not really into hockey during the regular season, but I've been into hockey in the postseason.
The storylines make it so much fun also because this is the second straight year that these two teams have been playing. You know, it's once again an American team versus a Canadian team, and you got Tkachuk on the American team. So there's a lot of fun storylines to go with it. The first two games could not have been been any more entertaining.
But you, yeah, because you have the split. So now you have, look, this is a series. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You got a lot to watch tonight. That Canadian Open was amazing yesterday, too. It goes into like three extra playoff holes. Senator Schmidt is coming up. We're going to talk a little baseball with him. He is going to be one of the rock stars in the congressional baseball game on Wednesday. We'll get a preview. We'll also talk about all this craziness in the news coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.